Chapter 75, Priest to the Spider God. The most unwholesome daycare center, turning all the knobs like you are the son of God. A kitten naps on my bleached white bones. Beautiful, sleek, black spider with gray-white highlights of the spot in his ass, making a web, hunting some flies, watching the world through multiple eyes. Why a spider? Priest to the spider god. Smoke arose down the road, moldy tones, and how it goes, filler, bone, the law, the neon, the places we find, hatchet eyes, and a new sunset, brilliant tassels, great alarm in a castle, turning all these knobs like he's the son of God. White trumpet flowers, a shower for gold in king, and I, a Clemente statutory sanction station. Noble and silver bones protest the road again in most unwholesome tickle. The most inappropriate cake service. The most sanctified meat lab that puffs white smoke and greasy curls from this nasty brown splattered rooftop. The cops that will stop you if you try to take a picture of it. Have you nothing else to do? So I sanction this waffle to the nation, take this nation. It's a red, white, and blue waffle for you with a firecracker on top of it that will blow toxic burnt rubber paper all over your soul. For you. I'm doing this for you. What else am I doing for you? I'm making a new kind of folded toast. I can post to you, post it online, and you can pull it out and eat it with a little bit of jelly slime. Is that not enough for you? Haven't I done enough yet? Okay, I'm putting out a new kind of inflatable ketchup, insufflatable able ketchup. I'm gonna mark your birthday with 200 rows of burning chalk. Is that enough yet? Can I go home now? Chapter 76. When the leaves start turning and spitting out red, brown, and yellow leaves. Wreck this sacred check. If it's a bitch to wreck it, you've gotta flick it. It's freckled. You've gotta check out your life at me. Story of God, a wreck of the world, and ask for more. Wreck this sacred check. If it's a bitch to wreck it, you gotta check it. Wreck this midnight bliss with your bitch tits, showing dance on the road and... Then I'll go home, full of rum and really dumb, you know it. You die in a field all puffy and gooey as 1,000 megabytes make their go. Writing a sensual poem into the road, and the cars passed by as she undressed. They film at her, take pictures that always blur. And I've got that venom beak better back up in case I speak a flapping clack to that continued hard rubber jaws and something new. I've got a shiny necklace on my neck full of cyanide, what the heck? You'll never take me alive, quick and easy access to cyanide. That's so I don't have to lie and I don't have to say anything at all, where I could tell the truth and still not fall into the re-education, no devastation. Just a quick and completely awful go, you know? Sun sucks all the water, you think, like a hungry sack, but went deep into this and the famine fuck that is our land. You go like diamond clover in sand, 1,000 stickers and splinters adorn the land. So she goes down the street all naked under the linen shroud, and she was traveling by pogo stick. It's gonna make me shake my dick watching her bounce up and down across the lawn. She seems to be selling candied apples that flap and slap her skin like bongos as she goes, you know. I think I'll buy some. I can stare right through the veil. Round pink tits and mound of good black, dark, and luxurious pubic hair showing through the clouds when the wind ripples it just right, you know? It's all right. Well, those neighbors, they had that bonfire going 17 months ago. I don't know when they get all the firewood, and it seems like nobody ever feeds it. But it's a good crowd you've got on, and I forgot and got distracted by the howling of the dawn. But enough about that, and more about your shroud. I took pictures of you and your crowd, but it never came out. Always blurred, always. Just a washed out faded color mix, and can't tell what is supposed to be like a Pandora through a loaf of black and white TV. Nice to watch those, you know, and I've seen this generation grow, and I'm like the trees that you can cut me, count the years by my rings, but I would fling you into the sea before you get your first step towards me. Under the witch moon and the blood moon and the hunger harvest moon, and it's time to go reap what you have sown and how you're known. Time to go to town and get some supplies, slap some butt, dance like a butterfly down the aisles, having shopping cart joust against jealous husbands, where you run forwards at each other at full speed, jump into the cart and then attack me, through the swung fist glare, the other guy trying to knock him out, with a rolling punch as many things fall. That's what it's all about, you know, this is America and I get a hurts, now walk to the tangerine pet, watching naked girls flail their tits like pendulums of lust, wiggling the need now. We're going to go to the bathroom and bust our load into the wall. A big jelly, massive big white curtain going down and drying like the stars in the sky. So many simple maps, now encased in glass. So many fragile spirits cracked open on the skillet and fried to a greasy meal. When the items shine this sharp and fresh upon the land, and his ass is in the air somewhere between charcoal, fuel, gasoline, and insecticide. When the trees start turning and spitting out red, brown, and yellow leaves, tumbling down like me in the smell of bonfires. Clean steel shroud and spread hand. Unknown bones hung from clotheslines. They rattle together like muted wind chimes in the scented leaves and the sky. The ground vibrates and shakes with the wheels from the vehicle of the dead that always goes from you're born till after you're gone. Chapter 78. We could have kept a small community and not reproduce like plagiarism. I am stumbling all strong into a deep dead, so I'm not sure I'm gonna be able to see it out. The stitches, the people, and it's a real effort to try to get up there, and it's sandy and grease and walls descend a great taste, like feet shunting me below the street. I'm not sure I can ever get back. I can never return from the sketch, but there's plenty of stuff that actually is food and menus. Fast food signs of fries, backwasher, soda survive, unify. Can't leave this walk along with dates along the deep, where was it forever? That's my soul, sleeping and depressed. I'm taking the void on the road. This is the bright house, her white house, black hour. Such an intense light that is shining candy plastic colors on the runway. Merchandise fades away in less than a season. It's not even the next season. I've got two pairs of sunglasses on as I try to make it to work. Totally pitch blackness in the dark spots, but still that glaze cuts through the smoked black lenses to cut the eye. The season has corrosive heat disturbing the air to have discolored transparent black clouds, burning off all the residues of her mood views. Running out of toxic shoutouts and packaging, along with varying lamp eye so close it makes your skin dry out. But that's the way it goes, playing poker with no clothes. The season curls off, disturbing the air. Do this whole load, parents, black clouds, burning up lily residue. So far, mood to use, running out. The toxic shower now and the packaging. Long dare when I was so close. That's the way it goes, playing poker with no clothes, because the side of my head's warm. All beyond this furnace ripple cloudy on the concrete bubbles, tossing cookies slowly into the void. And shame upon your antlers, a shame upon your silo, and shame upon your rancid midnight and greasy oily soul. Soda in the strips, stream. A lounge, a jack-o'-lantern, a turned-up mask and midnight flask, and these long legs. Just right tonight. So the kid is in the last step of the carnival. It's frigging 9 a.m. on a business day, and the kid is still standing with the carnival the previous night held sway. You can even smell the cigarettes in the air, so distant sensation that would remind us of anything besides maybe some torn up tickets and a broken trinket. Some kid was throwing beanbags at an inflatable mock-up with a great alarm. Kids got some kind of garland carnival sensation of fashion. Kids now going to fall into depression until the next season when the final returning just leaving. So much the carnival is what it represents in his DNA, a festival of wandering trade, something older than the language we speak. Somewhat soldered to a hand filled with dreams. And the end of the world was broadcast. Rain, cold, transistor radio, built by 930 batteries manufactured in the 1950s. I heard the end of the world announced in my grandmother's house, but you need painted walls shake with dread. We all were silenced in the sinister five, feel the air is like the air went to bed. The strange air did feel like closed museum wall. We want her, but this really is the end of the world after all. The radio control snowmobile and its transistor pattern pictures say to my face, we should have a close, we should have sold the shroud. We should have sold our shrouds to drink from the buttercup, then float across the land so long ago. We shouldn't cut down the trees, you know. We should have kept a small community and not reproduced like plagiarism. But here we are, 10 million billion trillion strong, and we all want to have something to eat. We all want to have our own little space on this crowded meat. We all want to ask permission by the side of town. We all want to burn it down. We want to burn it all motherfucking down. Just want to fuck, you know, getting it oiled, cause, you know, show us what you got. You know, good for Lance unto our last chance. And love is the butter that transforms our union weekends, resolved as bright colors to our shroud. Like a pilgrim go down. It's like I'm so down. It's like a machine gun mode with your eyes on the folks, you know. It's like the forceful end to this endless road. Time for a six-pack up our utensils and go back home. Not the whole movie go. Not be home. Where you live, no, your spiritual home that we only remember from distant dreams. It's a warm shine. Perfume is the incense that warms our mirror. referral, these bottles of the going to throttle, walk beside the street fuck. In the street, there is a bitch there, like a bib. We can fuck there, give me head. Overall roaming, beside the straightness, mass exodus. You add nothing to society, we're going to go beyond the shelter belts, are going to go beyond the tilled fields. It was the best night of my life. 21st, the birthday, the sun was beautiful and bright. Until the night roared it away. Until dawn. We put on makeup, decorating our nipples. We sang and rode to the music we loved. Long kisses, silent shroud. We had some kind of drug, and the best part was, she led me to the caravan stage. This ring, the springs with Swede, and she got on her knees and put on a long wooden strap-on beak. In this contraption, she gave me head. Go night, roar off. Chapter 79. Cryptozoological fish. You cryptozoological burial mound fucker. Your cubist funeral photos, clear puddings are near. You better hide somewhere where I can't ride, where I can't find you. I'll use a divining rod and the very hand severed from God to find you. Little revenge is my means to an end. Get you into scar tissue and let it bleed, baby. Scalding hot omelets flipped into your face from very, very far away, using a catapult made of clay. You will not get away. In that delicious grave you'll stay, and I'll come along and steal your burial shroud and wrap it up to carry croutons, baby. The birds and their pecks walking along the yard. Birds with their beaks strike that little penis all hard. Birds have their beaks pecking. It occurs when you try to piss late at night. Beaks scratch your pubic feet and you scream in the night. You awake now, frenzied, angry pecks try to follow you inside. Beaky little bites. Feathered smudges slam into the window. Enough of these and the window will break. Broken martyrs in play. Dwayne piles them up while mowing the lawn, along with sacrificial victims. Birds just went into the window and the window breaks. Broken martyrs in play. Wings pile up. Android alarm like sacrifice of the time. And the wind blows your shroud if you stand on the hill like a cloud. A white shining beacon. It makes my side bones weaken as I rise up from my knees and float over to you. I've got some candy deer antlers in my hand. It's gonna be tonight. I'm gonna show you my nude, lewd, super expensive handstand. This morning, we go hunting for the rare, elusive woodfish. Not very many of them left. The odds of seeing one is scant. But it's well worth it to try to get out and follow these shelter belts, looking for a cryptozoological fish that looks like wood. A life form disguised as a bit of cast-off wood. No one's ever heard if they make a sound. They live in the water, but they crawl over ground to another body of water, even if it takes them a week. They've got faces like a wise old man, and they might very well be some sort of intelligent being, more intelligent than us. That don't stop people from killing them, frying them up, or keeping them as pets if they can. They don't live long in captivity, it seems.